morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Friday, March 31st, 2023. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. We have reached a little bit of a lull when it comes to team news, but that doesn't mean there aren't things going on that you should know about. For example, George Kittle was a guest on Bussin' with the Boys, as I mentioned yesterday, and there were a couple of things from that interview that I think you should hear. First of all, finally, we had a player speak up in favor of Trey Lance.
Is that why you're happy that Lynch came out and said Brock Purdy's the leader of the clubhouse?
Yes and no. I mean, like, I want him to be competitive. I'm super pumped we signed Sam Darnold. Like, I think he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, Sam, Trey Lance, yeah, Brock Purdy, all in the
Trey
same
Lance.
Room.
Trey Lance still, like, Trey Lance has a super high ceiling. There's so many things that he could do. He has an unreal arm. He has this mobility. He's a big guy. He can run the ball. I mean, his injury is a complete fluke. Like, the injuries happen. Like, just, yeah, it is what it is. You just, one day you're unlucky and then it just ruins some stuff. But, like, so we have three very capable quarterbacks. I'm just excited about that. Now, I just wish the guy that was hurt was, the guy that who is hurt was available just to throw me the ball all the time. So, like, I'm just excited to see what happens. But, hey, like, four straight years of quarterback controversy, baby. That's right.
It's nice to see one of the veteran leaders on this team have something good to say about the guy they took third overall in 2021. I wish more 49ers players would come out and defend him, frankly, especially from takes like this from Albert Breer on the Rich Eisen show.
The feeling was at the beginning, in the summer, like, Jimmy is still the better quarterback, but we believe with reps, Trey will be the better quarterback by the time we get to December and January, and we'll be rolling into the playoffs with him, right?
Yep.
And, like, now I think this is the point where that team is such a win-now operation. You know what I mean? Like, you look at the way they're set up, and now they have this other young option in Brock Purdy. They can't afford to throw another season overboard in the name of, you know, young quarterback's development, especially when they've got another good option on the roster. And so, you know, I think what they want to see from Trey Lance is, like, it's up to you. You know, you can make this difficult on us. You know, like, it's up to you. And we're not handing you anything this time around, you know, and it sucks because that's not your fault. You got hurt. Like, I think they still love him as a person. You know what I mean? You know, I think they still believe he could get there if they gave him like a full year to develop with reps and everything else. But I just think they're past the point where they're willing to make the sacrifice of saying, okay, like, we're going to like let all that happen, let all this happen in the name of his development, because they do have another option now because they are such a, they do have such a win-now roster. So, you know, I think the injury sort of opens the door for both Trey Lance to develop and Sam Darnold to resuscitate his career. You know, both those guys are going to come in. I think the Niners are hoping that they have a very, very healthy healthy competition between the two for reps in the spring and summer while Brock Purdy is getting healthy. And really it's up to those two to make John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan change their mind. But as of right now, like, I can tell you, like, there's strong belief that Brock Purdy could be a really good starting quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, like, it really is on both Lance and Darnold to move the Niners' brass off that spot.
What season was thrown overboard exactly? Jimmy was the starter in 2021, and they got to the NFC Championship game. Trey played less than five quarters in 2022, and the team still made the NFC Championship game. So I'm having a little trouble seeing which season was sacrificed on the altar of Trey Lance's development. Now, I did reach out on Twitter to Albert Breer. He was nice enough to respond to me. He said, quote, "What I meant was the plan was to ride out growing pains with Trey in 2022. Obviously, that didn't work out, and they were left with a vet who got no reps in the spring and summer, and then a seventh rounder as a result. With a win now team, desire now is simply to put the best quarterback out there." But as Rich Madrid pointed out to Albert after that, the Niners did that last year at the start of the year. They were still a win now team and they still started Trey Lance. So I don't see what the big issue is, but alas, we are here. Now, let's go back to that Kittle interview. As you might expect, he was asked about Jimmy Garoppolo and he told an interesting story that really explains why Jimmy G was so beloved by certain guys in that locker room.
My rookie season, I had no idea what to expect in the NFL. We were 0-9, and then Jimmy came in. And he won five straight. We're like, we were the hottest team in the NFL. Yeah, we beat the Titans. You guys came into us playing a terrible football team.
Yeah, we should have won that game.
We won a two-minute drive, grabby goal, field goal for the win. I had a nice 25-yard catch down the middle. Didn't even know what the play was, just guessed. Jimmy found
you just
it.
Just guessed right.
Oh, I totally did.
Yeah,
I didn't know a lot my rookie year. Still don't know that much, but I'm learning.
Yeah, you're a student.
Yeah, I'm a student of the game.
Student of the game.
No, but then you see me off so much.
Should have, yeah. And then
you see this hot new quarterback.
I know.
The man going to the offseason.
And then Jimmy took us to Vegas, which was awesome. So much fun. Just that was my first. Like, I went to Vegas my rookie season with Trent Taylor. We bought $30 Southwest tickets or no OTAs and fly into Vegas, and we rented our own, like, got on the Aria website, got a room, no plugs, no help, no nothing. Stood in line at a club, like, and just had a great time. And then we went with Jimmy, and it's just like everything is just access to anything that you want to go. Here's your table. Here's these. Hey, there's women over there. I'm just like, I'm just going to sit over here and just watch Jimmy do his thing.
Yeah.
It was wild.
I think that combination of early success and also Jimmy doing cool stuff like taking his boys to Vegas, that's a powerful cocktail when it comes to getting support in the locker room, especially the early success part, right? They always say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy made fantastic first impressions, and that goes a long way inside that locker room. Now, George also told one more story about Jimmy and how Kyle Shanahan reacted to him dating the adult film star.
It was one of Shanahan's favorite running jokes was porn star Jimmy. He really enjoyed that. I mean, it was just clowning once in a while, but he was like, yeah, well, worth it.
I'm just going to leave that one right there. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday, Cam Inman spoke to Jed York at the league meetings this week, and York was very supportive of Kyle Shanahan, despite not being able to get over the hump and win a Super Bowl. If you're one of the crazy people hoping for Shanahan to get fired, read the quotes and realize you're probably going to be waiting for a while. One thing to watch, Brad Graham over at the SF Niners posted a workout video of Christian McCaffrey doing some pretty weird stuff. And yes, we are in peak workout season now. You can check that out. And while you do, head over to our YouTube page at Gold Standard Network on YouTube and watch the interview we did with Brad yesterday. One thing you may have missed, at 49ers Sports Talk on Twitter had an interesting poll. Which would you rather see? An elite roster with a cheap quarterback or an elite quarterback with a less talented roster? In case you're wondering, 60% of the people said they would rather have the elite roster than the elite quarterback, which of course means 60% of the people are wrong. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Quick announcement, which hopefully you know by now. If you are subscribed to a feed with a picture that says, "We're moving" in red letters, that feed is going to go dark tomorrow. You have to go and follow us over at the regular Gold Standard Podcast feed. Search for it wherever you're listening now. You'll see the logo. You know what it looks like, the Gold Standard logo. Please, please, please subscribe, follow, whatever you got to do. That's where our content will live. Again, this other feed, the We're Moving feed, will go dark tomorrow. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. Stay tuned for the Gold Diggers podcast with myself and Michelle Majuk. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Monday.